Good morning. Tuesday, October 8th, Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Hurricane Milton getting a lot of attention, as it should, an intense storm in the Gulf of Mexico, and we will keep you posted. That said, Tampa International Airport is going to close in less than an hour. St. Pete Clearwater closes also around the lunch hour today. Orlando International expected to close tomorrow at 8 a.m. And Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Jacksonville airports remain open as of now. If you're headed that way, definitely want to check ahead. Speaking of airports, we have an update on a story that emerged from Spirit Airlines. And joining us from the Pittsburgh Business Times, Paul Goff. Paul, good morning.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
Good. So you can see Paul via our video at kdkradio.com on our stream. Paul, you had a story about Spirit Airlines. People remember it first coming to Latrobe Airport before it came to Pittsburgh International. What's the latest?
Well, there was a report over the weekend that they were exploring financial alternatives, including potentially bankruptcy. That hasn't happened. It's not clear whether it will, but they've got a lot of money, corporate debt due next year. And the airline business is a tough business anyway, especially the segment that Spirit Airlines is in. And they also had a failed merger with JetBlue. So they have a lot of things to kind of deal with moving forward.
Yeah, that was one of the challenges, I thought. I don't know anything about airline mergers, except that it seemed to make sense that they wanted to merge with JetBlue. What happened? Why wasn't that approved?
Yeah, they had some concerns with some potential antitrust issues, monopolizing potential routes, things like that. And also they were Frontier, another low-cost carrier, was also looking at them as well. But earlier this year, they decided to call off the merger, and JetBlue has kind of kept on flying. Spirit is trying to figure out the future without that merger.
Paul, you mentioned the fact that a lot of these routes go to Florida from here. Spirit Airlines and these low-cost carriers, have some challenge, even though we've heard the airline industry overall has been doing well and making big bucks.
Yeah, it's tough. It's a very cutthroat industry. Literally, it's a matter of dollars per seat for what could be the margin between being successful or not successful. Some of the airlines are doing better than others. And it depends a lot on, how much money they owe, their creditors and how many bills to pay.
What is the likely outcome of a bankruptcy filing, Paul? Does business continue as normal as it has with other airline bankruptcies, or is there rough travel ahead here?
Yeah, Paul, that's a good question. I think that one of the things that's potentially here is that there's no certainty that they will file for bankruptcy. They could find a way to make it work with the people that they owe money to. Obviously, those people would like to have the airline probably still fly. And it's not really clear, but I talked to officials at both Pittsburgh International Airport and also Arnold Palmer Regional Airport in Latrobe, and they think that it will not impact their operations at all, which is really what matters, right? Spirit has, I think, 11 right now, maybe 10, and will soon be 9 cities that they serve out of Pittsburgh. And then they serve 2 out of Westmoreland County. So that's an important story for either of those airlines. I mean, Spirit is the 5th biggest airline at Pittsburgh International Airport.
Yeah, that may surprise a lot of people, but overall, our airport is seeing increases in routes from a number of carriers, and that's likely to continue as they get ready to open the new airport sometime next year, right?
Yeah, I think I know that the CEO of the airport, who you've had on the show, I'm sure, is very interested in trying to keep that, what they call the ultra low cost carrier business going. That's the Spirits, the Frontiers, Allegiance. It's also very important for Westmoreland County, because that is the only airline right. There. And then also it impacts other airlines or airports as well, because Southern Airways Express, which is a commuter line, I was talking to the airport manager of another airport away from Pittsburgh, and a lot of the people that use their service, it's small commuter planes coming into Pittsburgh, they're going to take advantage of the Spirits, the Allegiance, the Frontier Airlines low cost. So it's got a wide ripple effect. And I actually was really surprised by what he told me yesterday.
Well, we'll see what happens next. Appreciate the heads up. Read all about it in the Pittsburgh Business Times. Paul Goff, thank you, brother.
Thank you. Take care. Good seeing you.
You got it. Good seeing you on the radio.